and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour. Today we're going to be talking about Raven Yates, 31-year-old mother who allegedly abandoned her kids, 12-year-old and a 3-year-old, and was posted on social media. I'm looking at a lot of these articles, a lot of these stories, these blog sites, and I don't know how they are putting these headlines out. One of them says, "Mom on the run months after abandoning her children. Struggle mother left her kids in the house for months." I don't see how we're coming up with these titles. Only because we don't get as much grace as other people when the kid's missing or when they're missing. It's like, oh, something must have happened to her. Something must have happened to her. But Raven Yates, granted, it could be the way that everybody's saying, but we don't even have enough evidence to know if that's true or not. As far as I know, there hasn't been any complaints about her as far as her not being a good mother. You know, because I feel like if there was some more things about her not being a good mother, it would be posted all over the news, all over the social media websites. And the fact that a lot of people are not talking about this story is a little crazy to me. You know, I was talking to some people about the situation and we just had some questions like, why are the kids not with the fathers? That, you know, the one father that we know went to go check on the kids, why didn't he take his daughter back with him? If the mother's missing, why don't we get grace like other people do? We don't have anything other than this mother leaving around a time that her 14-year-old daughter went missing. We don't have any other info than that. No other info than that. But we're saying that she's a horrible mother. She's a struggle mother. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't really get why we're doing that. Because we don't know. Something could have happened to know. Now, I'm not the one that's going to hide and try to delete things that I've said in the past. Like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And like I said, if this woman is actually just decided to leave her kids and not give a crap about them, put her under the jail. But until we have enough information to prove that, I think we need to give her a little grace, a little leeway to be like, yo, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe something happened. Maybe something happened to this lady. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm just not liking all these headlines that I'm seeing. Like, she was this horrible person. I saw one article saying she was on drugs and she had mental issues and all. Like, how do we know these things? And why are these things coming out if we can't talk to any family members that we can do a background check on, make sure they really are who they say they are? Because as you guys have, there's been a lot of people that come out and jump on news networks saying they're related to people that have died or is missing, and they're just people trying to get 15 minutes of fame. Why don't we have the same grace? Why can't we say, yo, let's look for her, let's search for her? The kids are fine. That's a wonderful thing. The 14-year-old who was listed as a runaway is with family and with her siblings, the 12-year-old and the 3-year-old. But now, yes, put a warrant out for her arrest. That's all well and good. But at the same time, we really need to be more sensitive to this topic instead of bashing her online. I mean, I'm going to play this clip and I'm going to come back.
We in Mobile, Alabama, and left her kids in Texas, not with a family member, not with any of that. She just sat up there and was just like, I'm leaving my kids. I'm going to just do my own thing. I'm going way to Alabama. Fellas, this is why I'm telling you, you cannot be impregnating these women. You can't be doing this because there was two men that impregnated this woman.
Okay. I don't care what. That is unnecessary. Like, we don't even know all this information. And that's one thing that I refuse to do. To go viral on TikTok to go viral, on YouTube, and to have your channel big, the only thing you got to do is talk about women. How much of some of them are whores, how much they're ignorant and they're bad mothers. I'm not going to do that. Because I have a mother, a black mother that was there for me, that wasn't out in these streets and raised me the right way. So I'm not going to do that. So the fact that these men, some of these men are older than me, and I'm 39 years old. This man up here has to be at least late 40s, early 50s, is going to disrespect this black woman like that when we don't even have enough information. We always jump on the negative side when it's people that look like us. And I'm not trying to turn this into a race thing, but I'm not going to bring up any names. Google it. Kids missing, mother missing, what happened? Now, there have been some mothers that have abandoned their kids. There was just a documentary on Netflix called The Sins of My Mother, where the woman killed her children to be with a man. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like we have to treat ourselves and our people that look like us like with a little bit more grace. We always complaining about how when something happens of somebody else, then they have high school pictures of them on a band and stuff like that. And then they pick the most unflattering pictures of people that look like us. And yes, they kind of did that to Raven Yates. You know, they got her and posing with these provocative pictures and stuff like that. Why? They couldn't pick pictures of her when she was with her children or family members. They had to pick the pictures where she's like in negligees and these little tight form-fitting dresses and stuff like that. We have to do better. And like I said, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But there are so many holes in this story, it just doesn't make any sense to me to believe that this mother would just leave around the time that her oldest daughter went missing and then just leave for months. The kids weren't registered in school. The house didn't have any food in it. That's a little crazy to me. She was in Alabama. Family members saw her, but they called the father instead. I don't know. Maybe she's on drugs. Maybe she... I don't know. That's all the things that I'm seeing that are saying these bad things about her when we don't even have that much information to put out. So, in closing, all I'm going to say is, let's do better. Let's not jump to conclusions. Because we jump to conclusions and bashing her, but when somebody else does it, we're the first to protest and get upset and say, why are these things happening? All right? Until next time, I'm out.